So great to be learning together. Sharei Oraz, Sephardic Tshuva of the Week. And this week we're going to talk about getting your COVID booster shot on a Thursday or Friday, or perhaps even Wednesday. Especially for Sfaradim, this may be a big, big issue. Now, this is a sugya that is based on Shabbat Yotet, which tells us, Ein mafligim b'sfina shoshayimim samuch l'shabbat, that we're not supposed to be embarking on a boat journey within 3 days of Shabbat. And the reason is because, many reasons that are offered, one of the reasons that it's given Rif because of Onek Shabbat. You're going to be uncomfortable, it takes you 3 days to get adjusted to the journey, and therefore, we want you to get on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You should be adjusted by the time Shabbat comes around, you'd be able to enjoy Shabbat. So that is a not only relevant to taking a boat trip, but it's basically telling you don't set yourself up a situation before Shabbat so that you're going to be very, very uncomfortable in Shabbat. You should not take a flight, even if it's going to take off before Shabbat and land after Shabbat. It's not going to be very comfortable in the flight, besides the problems of being that you're not going to be able to get to a bathroom because you're going to have to turn on and off lights. But it's you are also not supposed to, according to Sephardic tradition. The Ashkenazim do not agree with this. Already Maran in the Berakah Bayis says that Rav Yosef Karo says you should be not doing a Brit Milah on Thursday or Friday. Milah shelo bismana, unless it's bismana. The Brit is bismana. Like then you don't push it off. But if it's shelo bismana for Sfaradim, you do not conduct the Brit on Thursday and Friday because the baby's not going to be comfortable on Shabbat. Certainly an adult Brit, you don't want to do that on for a ger. You don't want to do that or for someone who became religious later. About tshuva, you don't want to do that on a Monday, or I'm sorry, you don't want to do that on a Thursday and a Friday, or even a Wednesday, because that person's going to be very, very uncomfortable, very, very uncomfortable on Shabbat. This is relevant also for surgeries. Yaku Yosef says that if you have a discretionary surgery that's going to make you uncomfortable on Shabbat, you should try to avoid doing that on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Do it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You don't want to set up yourself into a situation you're going to be uncomfortable. So too, I would say the same thing would apply to getting the COVID booster shot. You know, the day after the shot, you're going to be uncomfortable. Maybe even 2 days. So depending on how you react to the COVID shots, if it's just a day, so don't take it on a Friday. Don't take it on a Thursday night. Take it before, so you don't get you said so don't you put yourself into a very uncomfortable situation on Shabbat. It doesn't have to be Wednesday, but Chacham Einav Barosho. Of course, an exception would be Lidvar Mitzvah, because you're already allowed to take a boat trip Lidvar Mitzvah within even on a Friday. So if it's Dvar Mitzvah, it's absolutely necessary to take that surgery on a Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, and you can't push it off. Besides being Bikoch Nefesh, if it's absolutely necessary, you absolutely must do it. There's nothing to talk about. If it's Bikoch Nefesh, it's not Bikoch Nefesh. If it's Dvar Mitzvah, it's necessary. You really need time to get your booster. Your doctor says you really got to get it. You don't want to delay. Okay, you need to get it Friday, you need to get Thursday night. Okay, you can do it. But otherwise, in a more typical situation, you plan it out a little bit, try to get it on I'm going to be getting a Tuesday, my second booster, God willing, this coming Tuesday. You should, that's when you should try to do it, not close to Shabbat. Wishing everybody a great week with much bracha, much briyot.